Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Rose.
And I'm Ashley, and this is our podcast episode on the life of Levi Strauss.
Levi's have become a household name of brand of jeans. Few people know, however, that Levi Strauss was originally known as Lube Straub. When he immigrated from Bavaria, Germany with his family in 1847, he decided to change his name when he became an official American citizen.
Being a Jew in Germany, life must have been really tough for his family. At the age of 16, Levi's father died from tuberculosis. Soon after his father's death, his mother decided that they should move to America, where his two older brothers were already living.
Along with his mother and his two sisters, they boarded a boat and arrived in New York. They later joined his brothers, and he started to need to work for them. While living in New York, he learned about the merchant business and how to run a store.
A lot of people also don't know that while Levi Strauss is one of the richest men in history, he came from humble beginnings. Levi started out as a merchant and later became a peasant.
It seems that for as money-hungry as James Fair was, Levi Strauss was equally as humble and charitable. He made a point to donate money to charities to help other people even when he didn't have much money for himself. In fact, only a year after he opened his first store, he donated $5 to an orphanage later on in his career. He continued donating money and he started his company's tradition of sharing their profits with the community.
It sounds like Levi Strauss was a really nice person. Isn't $5 equal to about $110 nowadays? That's quite a bit of money for someone to donate when they don't have a lot for themselves.
A large part of the manifest destiny was finding gold and making a fortune. Thousands of men and women moved west in search of finding their fortune and being successful. The gold rush started in 1848 and Levi Strauss joined it in 1853.
News came to New York that said that there was a California gold rush, and as soon as Levi heard about it, he wanted to be a part of it right away. He knew that it would be a great opportunity to start a new business. Levi moved to San Francisco in 1853, where he started out by selling dry goods, clothing, blankets, and handkerchiefs to the miners. It wasn't until 1873, however, that he first invented copper riveted jeans.
Denim pants and jeans are regular everyday clothing nowadays, but back when they had been first invented, they were known as a symbol of hard work, worn by miners and cowboys. The durable pants were an instant success.
American cowboys were credited with exploring the West and expanding America's territory during Manifest Destiny.
I heard that their work was often grueling and hard, and durable clothing was essential.
That's right. Many cowboys would buy the riveted jeans because they could withstand the rough, dangerous work, including herding, driving, and branding cattle, and expanding into the Western territory of North America.
So thanks to Levi Strauss's business partner, Jacob W. Davis, who invented the riveted blue jeans, the cowboys could buy the most durable pants available at the time. Jacob Davis actually started out as one of Levi's customers. As a tailor, he invented the riveted jeans. And he wanted to join Levi Strauss as a business partner.
As American territory grew, so did the Levi's brand. Between about 1790 and 1907, the United States went from being the 13 colonies and the Louisiana Purchase to being the size that we are today.
Being basically the only brand of denim jeans, Levi's became popular across the U.S., so therefore, as the size of the U.S. grew, so did the Levi's brand because there were more people to buy his denim jeans and products.
Over the years, the Levi's company has become international, and it's now one of the most popular brand jeans in the world.
It seems that due to the Manifest Destiny, as the United States grew to become a part of the rest of the world, so did Levi Strauss's denim jeans.
John O'Sullivan seemed like just another journalist and editor for a newspaper, but he wasn't just an ordinary person. He was the person who first coined the reference Manifest Destiny in 1845. In a way, John O'Sullivan was responsible for the start of a huge change coming to America. Land expansion became everything to American citizens, and that's what's brought us to where we are today.
Levi Strauss, the man who invented blue jeans, was inspired to create his invention when he joined the gold rush. Thanks to him, we now have blue jeans.
Wasn't Levi Strauss's net worth equivalent to approximately $170 million in today's currency?
That's right. Levi was one of the richest men in history. Today, the Levi's company is worth $8.5 billion, placing it as one of the highest earning jean brands in the world.
And it all started with a man named Levi Strauss, who made his living by selling blue jeans to miners during the gold rush.
Thank you for listening to our podcast about the life of Levi Strauss, the man who invented blue jeans.